Hi, everybody. Well, another BBS program. This is Friday night live on the Lightship, but we're not going there tonight. That's tomorrow. But we are live, and today's date is 8/12/2016, which is August 12th, 2016. Let's clear the energies here that could be bothering you from this day. And here we go. And I think we have something with another bomb being dropped or something. I saw it on an email. Maybe somebody could check it out here. So anyway, let's hear the date. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's bring up the light beams now so they can energize your room, bring you peace. And then we'll clear away one of your issues. So here we go. Light beam activation coming into your room to give you peace energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next, think of your condition, situation. And here we go. Let's release that. So think of that one program. Could be one of your dreams, could be, you know, naturally a timeline that you're living in. So here we go, releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll turn it over to Ann tonight. So Ann, are you out there?
I sure am. Hi, Ron, and welcome, everyone. You're listening to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. If you're new, a special welcome to you. Ron has a website, creationlightship.com. If you've not seen it, you'll want to check that out after the show tonight. On it, you will find a lot of free healings that Ron generously gives us. What you get from Ron and his healings is your reconnection to source energy, even though it's hard to say this in a few words, you've never been disconnected from source energy. You just, well, I guess you can be, but more you think you're disconnected from source energy and look for things outside of yourself that you don't need to do. So it's when you find the Creation Lightship and Ron, it's the end of all of that searching and learning and studying and trying and hoping. And it's really where you will learn to find complete peace in your life. So, and as Ron said, there's another radio show tomorrow, same time on this station, where we take a trip to Creation Lightship and you can request a physical healing. So that's a really wonderful show to come on live. Also, tomorrow is the 4-hour Ascension call that starts at 1 p.m. Pacific time. You call in live to be live with Ron and to be transported to Creation Lightship for healings all afternoon, and Ron charges water for us. And then there's an 8-hour call on Sunday where you're also on the Creation Lightship for 8 hours. So as you were saying, Ron, I think on Wednesday you did some clearings for us, dropping a bomb, the atom bomb on Japan. And it was the anniversary of that. Someone wrote in that it was the anniversary of, well, both Hiroshima and Nagasaki this week. So one was last Monday, I think, and one was Tuesday. So I don't know, do we need some more clearings over those two incidences, Hiroshima and Nagasaki? Ron?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, just my nose is running, so there's something going on. Maybe somebody drowned or something during that.
Okay.
So here we go. Let's do that energy release for whoever's listening that needs this. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll give a little more juice here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and let's, I don't know what time it started, but let's do the time sequence on that. So whenever that was, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, releasing more energies. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Hopefully that'll help everybody. So I guess we'll just say, you know, bring it back to you again. So back to you.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Ron. And I just note, okay, so someone sent in, thank you very much, helpful listener. Wow, it seems like every day there's an anniversary of something. So Russia also detonated a hydrogen bomb a year on this same date, a year after we did, and they detonated it in Kazakhstan, and it was 30 times more powerful than the bomb we dropped on Hiroshima. It was known as the layer cake. That's terrible. The Soviet bomb was smaller and more portable than the American hydrogen bomb, so its development once again upped the ante in the dangerous nuclear arms race between the Cold War superpowers. So I don't know if we need to clear the Russian bomb as well, Ron, or do you feel we cleared the...
I think we're probably okay.
Okay.
We can move on with that, I guess. Hopefully everything is good.
Okay. Now, Friday, you cleared the date. Thank you for that. But Friday is a date that is ruined by the planet, ruled, rather, by the planet Venus. Could you just clear us of that in case any of us are still attached to the planet Venus?
I think I will clear that bomb because that was just something to the Earth probably when it was detonated. So here we go. So let's release the energy from that here if we can. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. That was in the year 1953. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And my nose is still kind of running, so let me do another clearing. So that was today also. So when they did that, remember, they take these key days. And also, this is the day of that, maybe the ending time for that Liongate crap that's going on here. So maybe they happened to know about this date a long time ago, and they wanted to bring forth a lot of nuclear stuff to people to tap into as they do their mantras for this. So here we go. Let's clear this here. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. I guess to be, when I see this stuff, I'm not trying to be in judgment, but boy, some people are really stupid to want to connect to these energies. If they knew about timelines, and this is probably, you know, something I'll talk about here. Remember, when your day's going, you know, downhill, going south, feeling kind of crappy or whatever, and you don't know what's going on, and you feel frustrated, well, first, you know, get on the net, since everybody has computers, and see what happened in the past, number one. And so you know that you don't want to be connected to anything outside of yourself that would be along the same time, which we'll just say now is like the 26th of last month to the 12th of this month. Anything in there. These energies are out there running rampant, and they can connect to you on timeline. So why would you want to do anything for some ceremony or praising something or praying to something or whatever you're doing to get hooked up to something from the past? Because the past is always with us. Just because the date is no longer here, like 1953, doesn't mean that 1953 is not in your awareness and that you're running 1953 energy, because you are. So remember, if you were born, you know, before that date, we'll say, then you are running this energy when you connect to it. You may not run it as strongly if you were born, say, in 1960, but, you know, the energy is still floating around. But if you were physically here, then that energy imprinted you. Let's put it that way. So that the darkness energy of the Akashic Records imprinted you with whatever is happening to this planet. So now that's tied into your reality, even though you don't even know about it. So now when you get older and you start doing these ceremonies and different things, doing something on, June 21st and then December 21st also, thereabouts, maybe within a day or something, you're connected to whatever happened in your lifetime at that time, and then also what's coming forth from, we'll say, the Akashic Record, which is the darkness energy, which is collected by the aliens, and they keep it recycling. And that's what you don't want to do. You want to get out of these timelines. So if you're going to do anything, definitely see what happened on those days. And you may not want to do something physically. You know, I'm not saying that this is 100% correct, but let's just say that you're going in, like today, we'll just say that, knowing that this happened today, but we're actually viewing this and we're talking about today's date last week. Let's go back a week. And you go, wow, atomic bomb was going off on this date here, or whatever the bomb was. And do I really want to go to the dentist? Because they're going to be taking maybe x-rays of my teeth, and that's radiation. But you could be pulling in tons of radiation into your body because that's what's there in the atmosphere going back into the past. So you want to be kind of aware of what's happening around you. And, you know, we always talk about being in the present moment, but, you know, you do live in time, and in time you're responsible for what's happened in the past in time. Because that's your history, or that's your story, her story. So naturally you want to understand what's going on. So some people, you know, want to, who are more aware of what's going on, they'll look at dates and kind of say, I don't want to do it on this day because this is happening. I'm not saying to be in fear of it, but, you know, you may want to put up some clearings on the website so that you can float through these days with ease. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Ann. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Really, really great information. I brought up the planet Venus earlier, partially because someone wrote in to ask about love energy and asked if you could explain again why we don't want really love energy in our lives when so many people in our culture talk about how important it is and you have to have it. They're always sending it to you. And this particular person has someone in their life that, you know, really wants to, you know, I guess is somewhat needy and wants to be around them. And they're, and oh, and the also the planet Venus, they always say, is connected to that love energy. So that's why I was hoping you could maybe talk a little bit more about that for this person.
Well, take the opposite of love, and you want to be connected to that. And so if the answer is yes, then you want to have that experience in duality. If the answer is no, you already answered your own question, because you're going to be on the pendulum going back and forth. So that's the whole process. And what does that mean to you? What did your ancestors mean of love? You know, did they mean sex in place of love? You know, you know, I don't know. What did they mean of love? What do you mean of love? What's the other person's definition of love that you're trying to connect to? So the whole thing is, where are you with that word, and what does that word mean to you, and what does it mean to somebody else, and what's the duality, what's the opposite of it, the complete opposite of it? Well, so Google that and see. And if you want to be a part of the opposite of that, since you think love might be good because you're bringing it forth and that the planet of Venus is transmitting you this energy so that you will experience the duality of that. Remember that one, that's what it does to you. It puts you off balance. That's why you want to have peace. So the whole thing is, you know, what's going on and why do you want to experience that? As far as that that vortex, the Lion Gate, I'm not sure that it's completely closed right now. As I'm checking it out, I would say it'll probably be open for about maybe 2 to 3 more days. So for us, that's linear time. For the aliens, that could be, you know, an eternity of time for them to come in and do their things to us. They put us into time so they can manipulate us, so they control our time. But to them, there's no such thing as the time that we have because they can, they're at a much higher frequency, so they vibrate faster, we'll say. And at that faster rate, they can do a lot more damage to us than we could even think of anything even happening to us or even comprehending that. So remember, you know, 1 second of time being turned off for us could be, you know, 100 years for them. And so they have this vortex opened up for things to come and go, and people keep it open by projecting their thoughts, okay, that's what they're doing, their mantras, their thoughts, or whatever they're doing to open this thing up, to keep it open, and then they're being used, and maybe even on their food chain. So, you know, that's just the way it is here. You know, people do things that harm everybody else. That's the problem with the planet is that we have humans here, and aliens are controlling them. I think if the aliens were to leave, we'd probably be pretty peaceful. But, you know, I can't say that for sure. You need to get rid of your programming. Maybe that would help. So back to you, and we'll see what's next here. Are you on mute, Ann? Hello,
Ann. I'm so sorry. Yes, I'm so sorry. I'm back. Someone else wrote in asking, do we need to clear that Lion's Gate? And if so, how should we clear it?
Well, the media clearing could work. They want to do timeline crashes on it. Have you been connected to that energy? Like I said, you know, the Lion's Gate vortex is just one thing, and since they chose to pick that date, you know, for the atomic bombs to go off and stuff, nuclear weapons, we'll say, going off, they're also using that, so you're connected to that energy also. So, and how is that affecting you? You know, you may want to find or look for clearings that you have done in the past that can take you out of a situation that you got involved with that you never chose to get involved with. So look at that and figure out what you've done for yourself and what clearings you have so far purchased maybe that could help you out also. Free ones always work, but, you know, I don't know how deep you have to go into it. Everybody has, you know, the energetic system is different. Have you done any energy work for this last year? This has been going on for quite a while. Have you been connected to it knowingly or unknowingly? And so is this, you know, a major energy vortex that you're hooked up to? You know, I don't know. It's only for you to understand or figure out if you really need to do a whole bunch of clearing on it. And if we talk about this and it's like goes over your head, then chances are you're not hooked up to it. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. I had never heard of it, so I guess I don't need to clear it because I don't know where it is or what it means or what it did. So I guess I'm happy about that. Okay, I'm going to move on to some questions that are in our inbox. The other day on a show, you talked about the alien keyword intercept and to do one word on that at a time. And somebody wants to know, is it the same for the natal barcode?
Yes, it would be, uh-huh.
Okay.
So the natal barcode, you know, when you put something in there, it'll normally be your name, and that would be your whole name. But on a keyword, you want to just typically run, you know, one name at a time on it, or one word at a time. Because remember, each word is a connection. So you want to be specific with that. That's why we put that one up, so you can clear one word of something. Maybe two words that could be associated, but keep it simple.
Right. I put in, for instance, the date in numbers, and then I'll put in whatever the day of the week is, and the planet. That I always look that up, what planet is controlling that day. And that seems to work. Do you think I'm putting too much in at one time?
I would say possibly yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. I can do that in different sessions then. Okay.
So the day would be good. The planet on another one, you know, you can put up multiple windows because it's the same.
It's
all the same thing. So there's no reason why you do a multiple window on it.
Right, and someone made the suggestion. I've been doing that, to do one in part one and part two at the same time, where it's clearing front to back on the letters and then back to front, and that saves a lot of time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, very good.
Okay. Actually, I'm sorry, Ron, before we keep going, two things I want to check with on you. One is the Earth in alignment? Because you mentioned you wanted to be reminded to make sure that the Earth is completely in light. And is everything in alignment, or does that need to be adjusted today?
Yeah, it's a little bit off. They've been playing with it quite a bit. So here we go. It's about a half a degree off. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So yesterday it was off about 1 degree. Right now it's about a half a degree. So they're trying to bring in the old paradigm, we'll call it. It's nothing new. But I don't think that they're trying to bring in some type of new thing. It's all the old stuff recycling because they're losing ground, in a sense, with their consciousness to affect the humans. I'm only talking about humans. The clones really don't care because it's just more data. So the humans are trying to bring in energies to keep them away from being in the now, or to have their own consciousness that's not affected by the aliens. So here we go. Let's do it again here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the energy is still turned off. Source energy to the planet right now. It'll probably be out for a couple of days or so. Looks like most people, I don't see any problem with people getting super, super tired. You should be feeling much better and energized because the darkness is no longer attaching to you, because you're not bringing in extra energy to your body. And then when you think about something, it emits out of yourself, kind of like, you know, and doing the plug, say, on a fire hydrant, okay? That's how you would look to the aliens. Right now you're running on your batteries, and you can't, your body will not allow it to exert extra energies. When you have the light energy with you, then you're spewing it out all over the place. So you should be out doing pretty well, and you should feel more disattached and maybe less... maybe cordings coming to you, or less interference. Maybe your mind is quieter. Maybe the airwaves seem quieter to you. Just remember, don't get too upset, because you're going to be using up more of your battery power, because you're running on your own source energy with your spirit. So back to you.
Okay. And now, after you, maybe this isn't necessary when, because you just put the Earth in alignment, but should we clear out aliens, or do you think they kind of left when you did that?
I don't see that many right now wanting to leave. So,
okay.
In fact, I'm picking up very, very few, so we'll just do it on another program.
Okay, great. Great, that's always good. We don't want them around. Okay.
It's hard for them to attach to you because you're not leaking out energy. So,
okay.
I guess back to you.
All righty, a couple of questions. Somebody has, sorry, my computer's just going a little slow right now. Here it is. I am selling a car I've had for a while. It has my spirit energy on it. How do I call my spirit energy back and allow the car to move to a new owner peacefully?
Just call it back from the car. To take your energy out of it. So just do that. You may have emotional energy in it, so you may want to do an emotional clearing on your car. Were you ever in a car wreck, or if you had problems or got angry with your car? Maybe you didn't start one day or something and you're late to work, so you're angry with your car. Well, then now it's in trauma. So I would do all the different whole lifetime clearings for as long as you own the car, or maybe since the car was new, that'd be the best thing to do. So, you know, do those on your car. Whatever you've done yourself, put it on your car. Then from there, hopefully the car will be neutralized and it will have its own pristine energy in it that it was there when it was new. And otherwise, you may not be able to sell your car. You could probably trade it in and they'll take it. But then, you know, you're going to have people, you know, sitting on you in the seat because you're a part of the seat because it's part of your car. And you may not like maybe a 300-pounder will stay sitting on top of you, and you wake up at night and you go, oh, man, I'm suffocating, you know? What's going on here? So you want to take the energy out of your car. And that's what I would do. So it's not only your spirit energy, it's everything else that you have stuck into your car. Remember, you did psychic attacks on your car when you got angry with it. So, you're the dark side practitioner now. I want to clear that out, too. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you. I just want to state that again so everyone's clear. Ron, I believe you just said we could run any whole life clearing we've done for ourselves on our car, just as you've said in the past we may do for our pets. Is that correct?
Yes, you can do that
Great.
If you're selling your car. Yes, uh-huh. So,
Great.
So that would work well. But I will say, I had somebody do some really strange thing. I got a PayPal for somebody went in and they did a one-year unlimited clearing for $5, I guess. It was kind of strange, because they wanted to probably clear 1 year of their life on one of the clearings, which you can't do. So I just need to put that out on the airwaves here. Unlimited clearing is only used after you do your whole lifetime clearing of your age that you are. So, you know, it's not going to work for you if you go in and say, I want to clear 5 years out of my life, and I had trauma with my divorce 10 years ago, and it was, you know, for 5 years, and I want to clear those 5 years, so I'm going to go back in that time and put those in there. No, it won't work at all. You got to clear your whole lifetime first, and you don't put anything in any of the boxes. You just put your name in and your age, and you start running the clearing. The unlimited version is where you enter in, you know, a day, a week, a month, a year, whatever, and then you put in your specific incident. That's what you want to clear because you got contaminated. That's what the unlimited is for. So you cannot go in and just purchase 1 year of that. It will not work for you. And the instructions state that. But some people maybe don't read, or they think they can figure out a way to, in a sense, cheat the system or something, it's not going to work for you. You have to do your whole lifetime first. So back to you.
Okay, that's a good reminder, Ron, on how to do things. I guess people think, oh, I'll just clear 1 year or whatever. That's, yeah, it doesn't work. Okay, you mentioned a show that I believe is on Netflix, Ron, called Stranger Things, and this same listener wrote in to say, the show Stranger Things was an amazing display of everything you've been talking about. Did you notice the main character looking a bit like you? I think the media is watching you.
Well, I don't know.
I haven't seen that yet, so I can't put my vote in. Now I'm really looking forward to seeing it. Wouldn't surprise me. Just like Rick and Morty too. It's seems like everything you talk about, they're writing stories about it.
Yeah, I had somebody show up. This is when I was doing a lot of work at the in New York at the Starbucks here, which I would call the Alien Cafe, because I was doing a lot of alien work there.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the people were there were aliens, but anyway, the ones upstairs were. But and then after we came back the next time, we go there twice a year, they took out the plugs so nobody could sit up there with computers. But I was doing some clearings, heavy-duty ones, when I first did the timeline crashes, and I had all these agents there. I got there maybe at 10 o'clock, something like that, 11 o'clock, and I was there until about 6 at night. And these people, claimed their seats. A lot of them had two people at a table. And oddly enough, I saw Chinese and Japanese and all different types of maybe races, maybe cultures or whatever, at different tables. And I go, that's really weird, because they're staying here for so long. They all had their computer screens out, kind of looking at the computer, and they're typing away. Maybe they're hearing what I'm saying. Maybe they got one of those high-tech, microphones that they could hear what I was talking about, doing clearings or something on someone or different people. And so when I left, they all left within 5 minutes of when I left. This is what's funny. So I was wearing an orange T-shirt. So orange T-shirts, probably in New York, but not that popular, I guess. I don't know. I never seen one, but, I didn't mind wearing orange that day. And so this guy comes out, looks sort of like me. He's, I would say he looked about 20% of me, in a sense. And I'm looking at him, and I go, wow, this is really strange. Any less of a cigarette, but I go, boy, they really blew that one, anyway, he was outside like 10 feet from us. He's probably at a safe distance. Otherwise, I probably would have said some disparaging words to him, like I used to do. Anyway, the old days of confronting smokers. If you smoke, I'm sorry, but, I won't be in the vicinity of you. So anyway, back to you.
Right. Okay. You have asked several times that when people are listening to archives, if they come across one they like, to let us know for the radio show. So a listener wrote in that the January 21st, 2015 radio show was a particularly good one. I remember loving this show. You discussed connecting to your spirit and being empowered with the truth of source energy, not darkness. So if you're looking for an archive to listen to, all of Ron's shows are archived on the BBS radio station page. This one will probably be up tomorrow. Sometimes it's amazing what you can get out of listening to a show, the recording of a show you've already heard, because Ron is giving out so much wisdom all the time that it's sometimes hard to take in. So it pays to sometimes listen to them again. So there's a recommendation, January 21st, 2015. So thank you very much. And I think Michelle read another show someone recommended on the Wednesday show. I'll see if that's still there. So Ron really appreciates that a lot when people write in about a certain archive, so we can share that with all the listeners. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. So let me keep going here. Hi, Ron. Your suggestion on the Wednesday show that we not care has helped me a lot. I noticed that I make many more judgments than I was aware of. I feel my level of peace has increased since I started to hear and see things and then say, I don't care. Thanks for all the great info you give us on the radio shows.
Yeah, that's great, yeah. So what your biggest caring issue is, that's what you want to clear, whatever that would be. Find out what energetic body is contaminated. Remember, the more contaminated one of these bodies are, that's your whole lifetime clearings. Those energetic bodies, but the most contaminated ones are what you're going to be running a lot of that energy because it's leaking over into you. Kind of look at that and see which one you may need to clear. And sometimes the darkness, they really don't want to see you. Aliens don't want to see you get the right clearing. And it might be very obvious to some other person. You know, if you're having an issue and you go, man, I cleared the emotional and I cleared the trauma and I cleared the fear and I cleared the anxiety, then write into the program here and say, I did these like four clearings and I'm still having troubles with my mother. And I don't know what to do about that. So that, then we can put that out to the listeners. And, you know, we can find out what they're not allowing you, the aliens are not allowing you to get rid of this because they're getting mileage from you. So if that was an actual question, then I would say, well, your mother's probably in your soul family, and you may want to do the soul family clearing, okay? And, you know, maybe we talked about this on Wednesday's show. You may want to clear, and I don't know, it would be that the motherhood clearing that we talked about, because maybe your mother hates you, and she's always on your butt, you know? And so maybe that motherhood clearing, the resentment of motherhood, so you may want to buy that for your mother, okay, and do that clearing for her, and it might take away all those issues of what she had. Maybe she sees you when she was in tremendous pain for 3 days, you know, giving labor or whatever, you know, before you were born. And whenever she sees you, it's a underlying, you know, anger because she had to go through that pain. And then, you know, maybe somehow she expected more out of you during your life because of all the pain that she had to have, you know, to deliver you. And maybe your mother doesn't think you're worthy because she put out so much to bring you here, you know, things like that. So you could use the clearing that way. But, you know, if you do have an issue that you don't know what clearing to do next, I'm sure there's people out there listening who could be, you know, in a similar boat that you were in, and they go, yeah, I did this clearing here and help me. So definitely, you know, we love having people help other people. So, you know, if you do have a situation going on, then tell us what clearings you have done. And I need to know also in that email, which you send to the host, you know, questions at Yahoo, you want to put in there if you have the unlimited version of the clearing that you have done, because sometimes just doing the unlimited version after you do the whole lifetime could nip it in the bud. But let us know what you've had. Related to that issue, okay? So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. As you were talking about that healing, because that's a very interesting idea, when I search it, okay, I put in resentment and motherhood separately, but they both bring me to the same resentment of motherhood clearing. And as you said, you did speak about this on Wednesday. but it comes up generations 1 to 7. Is that what you're referring to, or is there also a whole life healing that I'm not finding?
I'll have to check. Right now, I don't know.
Okay.
It could be a whole lifetime one, I thought.
Maybe I'm just not, maybe if someone has done that, maybe they could write in to clsquestions@yahoo.com or into the BBS Fast Chat page and let us know if you've done that. Well, if you wanted to clear your own mother, as you just were saying, Ron, could you do the Resentment of Motherhood Generations 1 to 7, or is that not going to work if you haven't done it whole life first?
Let me look here. I'm checking right now on my list here to see if we have it listed that way.
I wonder if it does.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not seeing it listed. Very interesting. Must have slipped through the cracks or didn't get posted. So I'll have to do some checking on that. But you can do the 1 through 7.
Okay. So my question, so if you feel your mother resented, had this issue, right, you would then do it for her. The clearing is for, you know, my mother, not me. And if I felt I had resentment of motherhood, then I do it in my name.
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Got it. Okay. Okay, very interesting.
I want to purchase it for the first person, and then do it maybe half price for you, whatever one you do second, because it could get passed on to you. But normally, it'll skip a generation. Most of the stuff that people deal with, you're dealing with the issue of your grandparents. So who you are is your grandparent, because you're mirroring back the stuff that is going to your parents. So the old saying that you may have heard of, maybe, I don't know, but they, you know, some people say, yeah, you know, I hope that or your grandparents would say to you, or your parents would say to you, well, I hope your kid gives you the same stuff and all the aggravations and troubles, or maybe all the happiness, you know, that you gave to us. That's the way it works. So you're actually living the genetics more activated with your grandparents' energy than you are your parents'. So by going back on the generations 1 through 7, you're automatically going to be working with your grandparents. So that's a good thing, because it's going back to that next generation. So back to you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay.
In fact, somebody might just try that. Maybe they don't get along with their parents. This is what we're talking about now. And there's an issue there. Maybe you might just try that and just see what happens. Maybe, you know, things will change. We're getting, unfortunately, close to the end of the year here. It's slowly creeping up or speeding up quite nicely, you know. So we got November and December, which are the two main months of stuff happening. For most people, Thanksgiving and, you know, Christmas. And, you know, I guess it's Hanukkah and other things going on. But basically that's, you know, the end of the year here. And that's when most people have family members. And if you're younger, they're probably out living. And if you're older, then, you know, the group is dwindling, you know. So you may want to just try that with your parents. See if they change. Maybe you only see them twice a year. Maybe you sit up, you live in Maine, and I'm going to Mexico. You know, I'm getting away. And I only want to see you twice a year. So, but you don't tell them that. You say, well, I'll come over at Thanksgiving to see you. We can do that and have the family get together. And then you're probably balking at the bit and all frustrated and worried that they're going to bring up your issues. Or maybe you're going to bring up their issues, you know? So it could be your problem, you know? Remember that time you said you gave me doing all this yard work and cleaning everything out, and you only gave me 50 cents? And they said that, and, you know, now you hold them responsible for your whole life for $5. You know, you never know. You know, people hold on to weird stuff. And remember, that's an issue. So or maybe you wish that you were never born. And that's resentment of your mother for, and even your father for creating you, you know? Never got into that one yet. So back to you. It could go downhill pretty quick here. Hey, you're talking about these issues. Ron hit that nail on the head. I never wanted to come here, you know?
Right, right.
And then on the fear clearing, you may want to put in fear of living on planet Earth, okay? That would go along with that. So if you do have situations going on, maybe that's an underlying thing, and you have that fear, you know, coming down the birth canal, and you go, oh, man, I know where I'm coming here, and I don't want to be here, and sure enough, you go, oh, man, this is Earth again. And then they brainwash you, and you forget about it. But then you remember. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, interesting. I remember a long time ago, a psychic before I found Creation Lightship told me that, you know, your son is like my husband. They were talked into coming here, and they secretly resent us. So she probably was right on there.
Oh, yep.
Okay, so we have a testimonial here. Thank you for your work with the Earth recently. I have been noticing it in my healing and my space outside. Feel more focused, unattached, and more present.
Great. And just remember that your friends are going to probably see you as being strange. Now, a clone, if you know, if they were humans and now they're clones, they probably won't have much of an agenda. All they're going to be doing is, you know, wanting to get data from you so they can fill their hard drive up full of information. But if they are humans, they're going to say, man, what's wrong with this person? They're very peaceful. They never used to be peaceful. How come? Why? You know? So remember, your friends may not like you because you changed. Okay? Because they have you in a box. And you stepped out of their box. So just know that can happen. And maybe you go, I don't like the box that you're in. I'm leaving.
Right.
You're both sinking, and I don't want to sink with you any longer. So back to you.
Okay. And you made me laugh, Ron, because you really know when you're talking to a clone, because I had one. It's unbelievable, the questions. What did you say your sister-in-law's maiden name was again? And she was born where? And it's like, why are you? I don't even care about these things. And it's a family member. Why are you asking me these questions? It just makes no sense. It's, you almost just do have to laugh. Like, are you writing a family history on me? Or?
Yeah, I bought something for, I don't know what it was. Maybe, what was it? I can't remember. It was like $10 and change. But the change was, let me think here, 72 cents. So I gave the lady two dimes and two pennies. And she kind of responded okay, but she had one of those cash registers where she could type in the amount of money. So I got back $4, you know, and 50 cents. So I was just watching her to see if she was going to balk at the bit because I gave her this odd change of 22 cents. But she seemed to take it pretty nicely. But I think if she wouldn't have had her her cash drawer where she types in what you give them, she probably would wonder why I'm giving her that extra money there. So anyway, I like to play with that to see their reactions, you know. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Somebody just sent a message while you're making notes about the website. The same situation is present on the ego mind-body disconnection. It doesn't have the whole life portion. It just has generations 1 through 7. So maybe you could make a note
get
that.
Out.
check that out too.
Send me an email, Anne, and I'll check it out.
Okay, I will. I'll send you an email with both of those on there.
Perfect.
Thank you, listeners. They're always on it.
Yep.
Okay.
Maybe we could ask the listeners, since we do all different types of shows, what type of show, if we did the show, say, next Friday, what would you like us to talk about? We'll just see if we get anything that's, because maybe, like I said, you heard an archive a long time ago, and you want to just explain in current time now, possibly, of what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, and we could do a show, just one show for something like that. Maybe make it three or four comments in, and we could do it next Friday, because I think the people typically, you know, may only come on one show a week, maybe more, but, you know, you're on Friday now, so you may be able to be on the show next Friday. So we could try that if you have anything that we talked about that you go, wow, I want to hear this over again, and I like the archive, but, if you talk about this and I have this question. Maybe your question wasn't fully answered on the archive, or maybe you have more questions now. So we could do that, and we'll just see what happens. We'll try it out once here. So you can only, ask maybe one or two questions. I don't want to have 20 of them come through, why is the earth created in darkness, or why am I in darkness here, or whatever, it wasn't created in darkness, but the aliens took it over, but you may want to know about that, but it's just the way it is. I don't have any other thing to talk about. I guess the answer to that question is because people pray. People bring in these aliens, and it's not the fault of the spirit or source energy. It's what the people here have done in corrupting the planet. So, and I wonder why that dealing with the motherhood one, resentment of motherhood, that could be a big one.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Mother Earth, right? So maybe Mother Earth needs to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why did I bring these humans here? Oh, geez, I really messed my body up,
Okay, so another question about the natal keyword clearing, Ron. Does grammar matter, or is it okay to just use whatever words, I guess, however they come to you?
On the keyword?
I guess they mean spelling more than grammar.
If it sounds phonetically fine to you, it'll work. So you don't have to use perfect English. Maybe you're from a different country and you really can't spell too well. It's fine. Just if it sounds like the word that we're using here in English, then, that will work. So you don't have to be, perfectly 100% correct on your spelling. So
right.
Back to you.
Right. I would just add, though, Ron, that if you can get the word close as possible, because we want to get rid of vowels and that kind of thing, right? So,
yes.
You know what I mean? You're doing the word monster, but you put in a U instead of an O, you're maybe not getting that O part cleared out.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yes,
So I think just a good balance. Like, you don't want to be too, slapdash about it, But not worry about it, but also if you can, get it right, I would suggest.
Yeah, and if you heard other, I guess I'll use the word channelers, and they were bringing forth some name of some alien out there or something, some person, that's supposed to be so-and-so, and that kind of, is stuck in your mind, you may want to clear that particular name on that keyword intercept. So I won't give any names out there, but you may want to clear it because it could be attached to you.
Right.
And also, if you were a church member and they were using a certain name, for instance, like Mother Mary, you know. I guess the Catholic Church maybe uses Mother Mary more than they use Jesus, I guess. That's what I was told anyway. Not being a Catholic, I don't know. But I guess that was because they figured that Jesus was too busy, so they had to use Mother Mary in the place of Jesus. So they always pray to Mother Mary, typically. Am I correct on that? Just doing prayers and mantras and stuff?
Oh, yeah, lots of heavy on the Mother Mary. There's a lot of Jesus, too. You know, it's so clear away from it. Yeah, how it was light of the darkness.
Yeah, so just clear those names on that alien keyword intercept, because it's stuck inside of you, and you may want to do some timeline crashes on maybe a lot of them if you were a church member for quite a while or something.
So, starting with being baptized, right?
Yeah, and do that baptism clearing. That'll definitely plug you in much more to life than you'd ever think you'd ever be involved with. Yeah, that's a great clearing.
Okay. Okay. Oh, someone wrote in about the vortex clearing. I felt much better after the vortex clearing. No side effects that I could tell, only good. I was super tired, then I felt much better 2 hours into the call.
That's great. The vortex, that was a pretty interesting conference call. And you sometimes you do feel tired as the stuff leaves you, because your spirit has to, remember that energy is feeding you darkness energy, so you are getting energy. And so you say, I feel great, I have energy, and then it gets taken away, and you go, man, I feel tired. Well, it's not light energy, but what gets replaced there is peace. And then your spirit inhabits that, so you're getting more energy, you know, coming to you of light, which would be your spirit, which would be peace energy. But once it's released, there's a void, and that void is filled up. But it could take a little while for your body to integrate from it. So remember, your body is in a sense living on the thoughts of your ancestors. That's your cellular memory, and that's darkness. Everything in thoughts are darkness. So when you release it, you probably would get tired because you lost an energy source. You know, even though it is darkness, you still lost it. So it takes a while for the body to connect, and then you're going to be at peace, and you're going to be looking at something going on in your life, maybe that part of your body that you had an ache or pain or an owie or something, and it goes away, and you go, wow, I didn't remember I had that. You know, maybe you were limping for a year, and then you stop limping, and you don't realize that you limped. And other people say, what happened? What do you do? You used to limp. You go, huh? That's the way the clearings work. So back to you. Remember, there's no her story or history on your past when you're in light. It doesn't exist. So I guess another way of stating that, if you start looking at your past and it exists for you, you know that you're not in light. You're on a dark side script. You're in that movie of darkness and on those timelines. Back to you.
Okay. Okay, so someone wrote in something interesting about Mother Mary, the light of the darkness, Mother Mary. Mary is M-A-R-I from the Egyptian goddess, recycled so aliens could still have us worship energies we don't know about. Mary, a way to not revere women if they were no longer either virgins or mothers. Interesting. Religion equals mind BS. Yeah, I like that.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Well, you talked about that also. Last Wednesday's show was really wonderful, really full of a lot of terrific information. If you missed it, that would be a good one to hear on the archive. And Michelle explained so nicely how you are different than any religious energy or light of the darkness beings that people connect to, because you're not using mind energy.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Now, you know, I saw this email, and I'm getting a reminder from the listener. there's something, let me just get back to it, about the Star of Bethlehem. There's some kind of star trine thing going on with three different planets. And the this listener thought maybe you could clear that. Now I'm having trouble finding it. Here it is. August 12th, oh, that's tomorrow, year of three, Venus-Jupiter in conjunction, and the Star of Bethlehem is here.
Hmm. Well, another high-power day, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're talking about tomorrow, but I don't know, is there something we should maybe pay attention to clear that ourselves tomorrow. Is there something you could clear for us tonight before we end our show?
Yeah, we'll just, I'll count to 10 and see what I can do here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, boy, a lot of octopus energies. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, there we go. So, let's end the program here. We have our four-hour call tomorrow, starting at 1 o'clock Pacific time. And we do water charging on that for the week. So if you're interested in having a week's worth of water, and it will change each state for you because the water is worth sequentially, and gives you what your body needs. Okay, you can also, if you like that, and you want to do the water charge, it's $1 a day, and you can get water for $1 a day, and it will give you what you need for that day. So anyway, that's another way of doing the water charging. The call gives a lot of healing. So here we go. And then Sunday is our alien call, we'll call it. That's where we get to these critters that are inside of you, wiggling around, and everything else, getting rid of the poisons, waste products, life forms. That has stolen yourself. So you're in quarantine, and the light ship goes out and attempts to look for the parts that was stolen by the aliens. And then you get fixed up. And if you get on those 8-hour calls, you're on the light ship for a month until the next call starts in the next month. So you're in quarantine continuously as they're working with you. So, here we go. Let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. This you want to say out loud. So I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. Very, very simple. And now we count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Thank you. Blessings. And we'll see you later.
Night,
bye,
all.
Everyone.
Bye.
Bye.